Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, UL Washington. Batting third. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Wathan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Dave Chalk. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The center fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Rick Sofield. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting ninth. The third baseman, John Castineau. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Daryl Jackson. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Otis moves to second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Otis moves to third. One out. John Wathan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle strikes out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage takes first base on ball 4. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards second base. White fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiniger moves to second. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Landreau hits a pop-up towards short. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Otis steals second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 1 in the game. Akins is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Wathen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wathen is walked intentionally. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sofield strikes out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Chalk strikes out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Aiken scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into center field. Oda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington bunts towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0 for 2 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 2 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a line drive towards short. Washington catches it and throws to first to double up Wilfong. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Weyden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weyden is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Weyden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield is 0 for 2 in the game. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. One out. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0 for 2 in the game. Castano hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Chalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. German Baranka pinch runs for Dave Chalk. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Baranka moves to second. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baranka moves to third. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jamie Quirk now playing third base. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Weiniger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Weiniger reaches second base with a double. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Landreau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weiniger scores. Smalley moves to second. It's Royals, 1, Twins, 1. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Adams bunts towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to third. Landreau moves to second. One out. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilfong is walked intentionally. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington fields it and throws to home to get Smalley. Landreau moves to third. Wilfong moves to second. Two outs. Danny Goodwin pinch hits for Rick Sofield. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops it up and throws to first, with Quisenberry covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Edwards now playing left field. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 0-for-3 in the game. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castano fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-3 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-3 in the game. Castano bunts towards first. Akins scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. Powell moves to second. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Powell moves to third. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Powell scores. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Kansas City Royals, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.